apologize, Dad. I thought you were getting ready to go off and run through that break.
Dad never goes off.
That's
never.
That is a fair fear.
But you are right on it, right on the money.
Yo, one of the goals I have in the next home I build is not using drywall, just because it's in every home and there's got to be more of a variety. On the ceiling, though, it gets extremely expensive, but y'all had found some ceiling tiles that were pretty neat that might be an alternative.
Those are in the article as well. They're by Metal Ceiling Express. Great big tins. How big are those, Rosie?
They're 24. I haven't measured them.
Yeah, it does say here. I'm sorry.
Just from the ones that they've sent us for display, they're about 24 by 24, 2 foot by 2 foot.
They come in about 80 colors and patterns. And I got on there, and I just picked out ones that I thought kind of went southwesty, and I ordered about six of them so we could get a good hands-on look at them. And they have little holes drilled in the corner so you can just, you know, screw them up in the ceiling or whatever. They make a great wainscot, piece of old furniture you were trying to redo. There's just all kinds of good applications for that.
Yeah, if you've ever been in the Palace Bar on Whiskey Row in Prescott, or if you've ever been in the reception area of San Javier de Bach, the Dove of the Desert, they used them a lot at the turn of the 18th century as ceilings and wainscoting. It was pressed copper back then, pressed tin ceilings. And they've recreated several different versions of that, and it would be a very easy do-it-yourself project.
When I get caught up on my projects, I'm going to find some place to use it. But that'll be a while.
Well, you better hurry, because I think Mike Reese, of the six you ordered, I think he's already used about four or five of them as backsplashes in the kitchen of his apartment.
Yeah,
so.
He's very creative. He's after every time I buy something like that, he's after it. He's got a use for it.
All right, here's another one of those products that I just slap my forehead thinking, Rosie, why didn't you think of this? One of the things we tell homeowners to do all the time is make sure that their coil to the air conditioning unit that's mounted on a slab outside beside the house stays clean. You got to keep it free from any landscape rubbish or leaf litter. As that stuff starts accumulating, you're actually suffocating your air conditioning equipment. And a lot of times what you have to do is you have to kind of get down on the inside and squirt water pressure out to blow everything away rather than blow it back in. Okay, so what's an easy solution to that? I'll tell you what's an easy solution to that. It's called Clean Screen, and it's a semi-rigid, think of it as an insect screen, that wraps around your unit and is held in place by magnets. So all you have to do is three or four times a year, just go unwrap this screen, put it out in the yard, hose it off, brush away the other incidental litter around the outside of your coil, and put this thing back on. Holy cow. The thing sells for $29.95 from Beyer Products Group. Clean Screen. Every air conditioning evaporative coil outside a home should have one put on it. I can't believe I didn't think of it.
That's one that certainly pays for itself.
Oh, man.
Here's another one that pays for itself, but it's not as fun to talk about. The drain wig. Did you see that thing?
You're going to end the show on drain wig.
Well, just because it keeps you from getting your stuff clean. It's certainly cleaner than having to get in there and dig it out. It's a little chain that hangs down in the drain, has a little decorative flower on top, and you hang
this
it down
is,
in the shower drain.
This is sweet Jennifer Romero on the art of removing hairballs from your shower drain.
Hey, if it keeps you from wigging out.
There you go. But anyway, I thought that was pretty ingenious.
And go ahead, describe it again.
What do I have to now? It's the
decorative pretty little flower part that I wanted to hear again.
The decorative flower part goes on top, and the chain drops down into the drain. And so when you pull it up periodically, it catches all the stuff. The only problem is Romy tried to use it, and his babies kept thinking it was a toy, so he didn't get to try it out.
It didn't stay in place long enough to get used.
That little decorative flower looked like something that you should play with in the tub. So, but that was a good one.
Those are all some great things we found at the International Builders Show that we share with you in today's Arizona Republic article. So in the Arizona Daily Star and the Daily Sun papers, we also have articles that actually answer questions that you and your local areas are asking. So watch for those in the Casa Grande Dispatch and the Green Valley News. We're actually putting articles in there as well. So we're out there reaching out to you, the Arizona homeowner, with the ever-standing challenge of becoming your best friend. Next week, we're going to be talking about all things you can do in, about, and around your house, home, castle, or cabin as it relates to your smartphone. Our homes are getting smarter and smarter and smarter. I'm beginning to think we may very soon reach the point where our phones and our homes are considerably smarter than those of us that occupy them. It'll be a fun show next week. And we'll be live at Sanderson Ford.
Excellent. That's out on 51st Avenue, just south of Glendale. I hear we're going to have quite the lineup.
Come out and meet Luis Gonzalez and get your safety check from your car seat for free. Folks, we hope you've enjoyed the show half as much as we've enjoyed producing it for you. And I'd hope that you would take any encouragement you receive from it, pay it forward to those that you meet in the following week that might need a little encouragement, and tune in because we'll be back next Saturday morning. What a wonderful